Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev. Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on the daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now we've got Which Way Yarning segment, proudly sponsored by IGA. That's Piconi IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bumbo Brit Media. And healthy living, healthy lifestyle, a message we deliver to our young school-based traineeships and to our old ones as well. Hey, Uncle Trev, chew on a banana. Let's talk about that. We're going to catch up have a yarn there with the guys from the Edmonton Police. We got Senior Constable Chris Mosby. Very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Good morning to families there out on country.
Too deadly, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Chris.
Torres Strait Islander. I was, grew up on TI. I would have links to families from down at Fraser Island there.
Okay, beautiful, brother. And you're with the Water Police, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct, Tip.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. And also beside you got Sister Nicole O'Rourke, Senior Constable. How are you, my sister? How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, I'm well, thank you. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
I grew up in Brisbane, but I'm from my mother is from, her family side is from Yindinji Nation.
Yes.
Around here over at Yarraba.
So big shout out, Yari. That's your clan mob over there.
Yep.
And then you've got your bodyguard beside you, Stephen Grant, PLO, Police Liaison Officer. My brother, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. How are you today?
I'm very good, brother. Who are your mob? Where are you from?
I'm from Jitterbell Country, Gittermain, Jural Country, which is Mission Beach, Cardwell and Ravensow areas.
There you go. Wet country down that way, eh, brother?
Very wet.
Yeah. Get that snorkel gear out of him out there, brother. All right, too deadly. Now, speaking of snorkel gear, we're going to catch up of yarn with Brother Chris first, Senior Constable with the Water Police. Tell us about the space you're working in and any messages you want to deliver regarding operating on the water there, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. I've just got a couple of things I wanted to raise that we've noticed in the last couple of weeks. One of the... The main one is safety gear with that you're carrying out on the water whenever you go boating. We've had just some people, just confusion of what gear they need to carry and when to carry them. So I just want to put it out there now just so everyone's aware.
Yes.
And most of these gear, it's essential that you carry them in the dinghy, but there's also certain stuff that you carry in certain areas around country where we're going. Mm. But the main safety gear, and I'll just go through you there, Trevor, that we need to carry. The very first thing we need to carry in whenever we go in the boat is an EPIRB. Mm-hmm. That's the emergency positioning indicating radio beacon. That works off a satellite. That's if you're in trouble, you broke down, or you ran out of fuel, or you get into any sort of strife. Sometimes we don't have mobile phone coverage. Anyway, there's some black spots. EPIRB works off a satellite. So if you turn that on, it picks up a signal, sends to the satellite.
Yep.
And that goes to Canberra.
The rest. And you're using the EPIRB when you're in trouble?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Out of fuel,
so it's not a toy, especially for kids, but it's for emergencies, yeah.
Okay.
So that's one of the main ones we tell people to carry. Also flares, flare kits. Flares, they come in a pack of four, two orange and two reds. Obviously the red one's for nighttime. If you're in trouble at night, you turn them on, you turn the flares on. And
sorry, two oranges and two reds?
Two red, yeah.
Okay.
And the orange ones are for day, yeah. They emit an orange smoke.
Okay.
That can be seen for miles away. Another thing is a V-sheet. Carry a V-sheet on board. And on that V-sheet, if people aren't aware, it's an orange sheet that's got the letter V in it. And that letter V is actually an international signal of distress, V. So any aircraft or boat or anything going past that see one of these V-sheets up, they know that boat's in trouble. So.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, so V-sheet is like a spread out like tarp.
Yeah, so it's okay, like a mini tarp.
Yeah, okay. You went for V-sheet and I'm thinking, okay, piece of paper and it's orange and it's shaped in a V.
Thank you for
explaining that to me.
It's probably like probably a meter and a half squared.
Okay.
Or maybe 2 meters squared.
So where do you lay it out on the water?
No, you can hold it up. If you've got a couple of people up in the boat, you can hold it up to a boat or a plane or a helicopter or something that's coming past. Or lay it out on flat.
But it's not meant to be used for like shade covering people.
Okay, yeah. Someone may do that, and if someone flying over,
people have done that before.
Okay, keep the shade, but then people drive and think they're in trouble.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you for explaining that. So that's very. Would you mob it? Got a V sheet? Nah, it's
emergency.
Not for shade, you mob. No, don't do that. Knock off.
So some people actually use it for a couple of things too, like a sail. If they're in trouble, they might want to sail to a particular reef. They put that up. So that's a good idea to use it as a sail.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, all right.
And also to catch water. Just put a small hole in the middle of it.
Okay.
And if you've got a container or a bucket or something, if it's raining, you can catch water in that. So
exactly.
So that's good for catching water.
Fresh water.
Fresh water.
Yep, yep.
One more thing, signal mirror.
Basically
speaks for itself.
My brother can have a good look at himself.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Signal mirror.
Use it during the day. Just to reflect the sunlight.
Okay, of course. Yeah,
It's to another boat.
So we're not talking Morse code here.
No.
It's just to grab someone's attention.
To grab someone's attention. Yeah.
Okay.
That can be seen again from miles away with the reflection of the sun.
All boats should have these equipments.
Yeah. Yep.
On board. Yep. Sure. Okay. Well, beautiful.
Just a couple other things.
Mm.
A torch. For obvious reasons.
Yep,
nighttime might break down, and you're looking for something in the boat. You got a torch, but also that use that as a signal. You can signal another boat or something.
Yes.
If you're nearby one.
Well, yeah.
Yep. And last one, just a bucket, bailing bucket. So if you're taking on water, you're leaking through a crack or something in the hull.
Yep.
So you got something to bail your water out.
Yep.
So just a bucket.
Bail over time.
Yep.
If there's a leak there, get to the next part of land or next vessel.
Yeah. Yep.
And put all your tools out in regarding I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Whether it be air flares or E-perbs or V-sheets.
Yep.
Start operating. Yep. But buckets there, yes.
All of that stuff can be found at the Maritime Safety Queensland website.
Okay.
It's all on there, just on the safety equipment on that. And they've also got a handbook. It's a PDF document on their website. You can print out and have it on board or have
it
at home.
And it's up to the boat owner to make sure the stuff is there and also keep eye on the validity dates of those materials.
Yes, correct, Trevor.
If they've run out, you probably need to purchase new ones or, you know.
Yeah, that's...
It's all about safety.
That's right.
The one thing that you forget can be put you in a dangerous position.
Yeah, well, we all love going out fishing and hunting or whatever, but also, you know, safety for families.
Safety
come back
families.
Home safe, yeah.
Exactly. Fantastic. All right, how long have you been with the water police there, Chris?
13 years.
13 years.
Hit, 11 and
all,
a half.
All in this area?
No, 11 and a half years at TI.
Okay.
I was up there.
Yep.
So, getting on a bit.
13 years there, my brother. Long in the tooth. Good one, brother. Mm. Exactly. So still enjoying that journey?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going great, yeah.
Many of our mob would be in the Torres Straits. Be a lot of water police up that way?
Not so much, no.
Yeah.
There's only, in terms of staffing-wise, there's only 5 water police up at TI.
Okay.
Actually, all along the coast, all the way down. The only stations that are really big numbers is Brisbane and Gold Coast.
Sure.
Obviously,
so would you call your mob water rats? Yeah, it's not Stephen laughing over you. Yeah.
Yeah,
away from slapping distance too. Having a giggle? Yeah. No, was that a nickname? No?
Yeah, well...
Am I mocking or no?
No, it's all good. I think there was a show on the TV.
Yeah, well, I'm Murray from Macquarie. They call me Desert Rat, so we're cousins. No water, Tom Curry.
Just with those safety gear, Trevor, just... If someone else is in the boat that you're taking out, just let them know where them gear are. You might know, but someone else in the boat, you might fall down and hit your head and pass out, and no one else in the dinghy knows where the stuff is. So
yeah, okay, that's important. Yep, that's communication, is it?
Yeah.
And look, some people do go out by themselves, and look, that's why this stuff is important. But also, when you leave the mainland, you've got to let authorities know or let family know that you're going out.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you're back at a certain time.
That's right.
So then if you're not back by the certain time, hey, hello.
Yep.
Yep. All right, fantastic.
That's exactly right, yep.
Like I said, it's so beautiful to be out in the water, but it's a lot of ocean out there, and we need to give the ocean the respect it deserves.
That's exactly right.
We can't be too lackadaisy there, brother.
Yep.
Good one, Chris. Fantastic. Good yarn with you. Anything more you want to add there, mate?
Yeah, just with registration of boats.
Mm-hmm.
They're like cars as well. They've got to be registered every 12 months.
Yep.
When you get your registration numbers, when you register your boat, you get a certain number. Mm. Make sure you put that number on your boat. So both sides of the boat.
It's got to be seen. Yep.
It's got to be seen. Yeah.
Okay.
Get them like your contrasting numbers as well. So if you've got a white hull boat, just get black numbers so it stands
exactly.
out.
If it's a black boat,
you get white numbers.
There you go. Yep. So it can be seen.
Yep.
Stand out like you said.
Beautiful. That plays a part if you're broken down and someone comes looking, an aircraft, say an helicopter or a plane.
Mm.
They can see that registration clearly.
Yeah, beautiful. So regs are like cars for your boats.
Yep.
Yearly, and then if you've got to renew it.
Renew it every
And it's
12
your
months.
Job to do that, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So if you're traveling out there with a boat that's unregistered, you could ask to be up, head back in.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Or we normally just get people to pay on the spot, like if someone's overlooked their payment, and it might be like a day
we'll
or two
cash
or
off you
a
now.
Week.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pass that banana and that $455 for the register there, please, bro.
We allow them to, you know, give them the time to pay it. So
sure.
Some might pay there and then, you know.
Sure,
so
sure. Then if it's 9 months unregistered, then hello, brother, which way?
Yeah, you
don't start that.
Tell them to probably go back and get it registered.
Yeah, or leave the boat with us and swim back.
Yeah.
No, you don't do that.
Nah.
No, thank you, brother. It's all about safety.
We don't do that.
That's a joke, people. That's a joke. It's Murray Allen joking here with the mob here. Chris, thank you very much. Beautiful information. Thanks for sharing. And great to be talking with you, Senior Constable, Water Police.
No,
over to pretty Nicole. Nicole, Senior Constable. What yarns you got there for a sister?
Well, I just wanted to talk about party registrations. So party safe. It's called party safe.
Party safe. So when you're having a party, barbecue at home, got the mob coming over, party registrations, what you're talking about?
Yeah, if it's a bit of a significant, like if it's just a, you know, a Sunday gathering of your usual family for lunch or something, that's no need. But if it's a party, like a
overnight
birthday
time,
party.
And people are coming around.
Yeah.
It may get a little bit loud. So what's a party register? What's it do? Is it registration gave you a thumbs up, you can have this party here?
Yeah, so it just tells police that you're having a party. It tells police what the party's for,
yep.
Say 21st.
Yep.
And how many guests you're expecting, so how many people you're having over. And it lets us know so that we're aware of it, and should you call for, say your party's getting a bit out of control, we'll know in advance that you've already registered this
sure.
party.
Sure, you're worried about it anyway.
Yeah, and who's
and please, mate, just do a drive-by, like 10 o'clock at night, see if it's all good.
No, we won't. Like, we're not going to come and annoy people. We won't come and tell you, we won't come and shut it down or anything if we don't deem it to be unnecessary, noise to be unnecessary. But at the same time, it's not a permit to party all night and break
and loud and what have you, and respect your neighbours. And
without, you know, disregarding the respect for other people that live close by to you. Mm. So that is one thing. It's excellent to register the party.
Mm-hmm. And communicate with your neighbours as well.
Yeah, let them know ahead of time. And that gives them an option to go out, or gives them an option to make other plans.
Sure.
And then that way, if they know ahead of time, they might not be there because they've had time to plan. You know, they're a neighbour you're not going to have to worry about.
Okay. But if it is getting out of hand, the police will shut it down
they
if
will.
That's the case.
We will show up and shut it down, because if it's the behaviour of the people you got over.
Your guests,
we can't.
Getting out of hand, exactly.
You know, this is a community, we all share it. So you can't go breaking the rules just because you're having a party.
Then we're talking about where cars are parked as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't park in people's driveways.
Driveways or other yards, you know what I mean, without permission, you know what I mean? That sort of stuff.
Because I love my lawn. I'm one of these people love my lawn.
And
if people go parking on my lawn, I am not happy.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, don't like it. Driveways
so
are provided.
So visit your just catch sunbus system.
And if you've got to walk a little further, then you've got to walk a little
there
further.
There you go. Yeah. We're all in the health and fitness this day and age. Park as close to the party as possible, even on someone's driveway. No, that's not it. That's not it. Don't do that. Respect your neighbours.
It's like when you see people park the closest park outside the gym, and then they walk in the gym and get on machine that simulates walking. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly, yeah. Or we go to the football stadium, we park as close as possible to the football stadium.
But then
you
can't get out.
So. Mm, yeah, that's right, blocked in there. Go on Facebook then.
So my message about the partying, if you're going to register your party or not, and if you're having a party, be respectful and mindful of your neighbours.
Lovely.
First and foremost. And maintain, take a bit more responsibility for how your guests are going to behave. So let them know in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to have a party. We all want to have a good time. But we're not going to tolerate, you know, negative, unruly behaviour.
Exactly. Yep.
And if there's alcohol, like a lot of parties have alcohol, which is fair enough, but you still got to, keep to maintain the rules surrounding alcohol. So
underage, all that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Excessive, yep.
And, you know, people allow their children who are underage to have a drink or two at home or have taste it, whatever, that's fine. But I'm talking the real young kids. We don't want to
be
putting their health at risk.
Exactly.
We don't want anyone getting injured because of...
Well, it's party to celebrate.
Yeah.
Not to cause any dramas.
That's right.
Altercation with the police.
Yeah.
People getting injured, getting hurt.
No, that's right. And, you know, we're not...
fighting with your neighbours.
We're not the fun police, but... and we don't want to shut people's parties down.
No, sure.
That's a celebration.
But party appropriately.
Yeah, that's right. That's all the message.
That's the message there.
Yeah.
The party man there next to you. Steve, you want to add to the conversation? I mean, I know your place, you party like six nights a week, brother, you know, and you have Tuesdays off. I know that because I've been to all your parties, my brother. How are you travelling, brother? You all good?
Yeah, I'm all good. Correctly what Nicole has said, obviously the community comes first.
Yep.
Responsibility is a big call, you know, and safety, like she said.
Mm. Very important.
Yeah, and her words...
So PLOs, do you guys do night shifts as well?
Yeah, we do.
So would you be travelling with police when they're doing the drive around? And
in situations like that, yes, we'll be asked to attend.
Yeah.
With the officers to just to provide that service and obviously...
And if it's a good party and when the police leave, you don't stay at the party, you travel with the police. Yes. You continue on, don't you?
Correct. Yeah.
I just thought I'd get that message out there.
You're working.
No, working.
Yeah, thank you. Because I was going to put in an application for apply for a job with you there, Steve. Hang out with you, brother. Go to all the parties in the house, in the streets. All right, Tudelli, beautiful yarn. We touched on our water police. Thank you very much, Senior Constable Chris Moresby. Talked about registration of your party, if you're having a party. Thanks to Nicole O'Rourke, Senior Constable as well, and Police Liaison Officer, Party Man Steve Grant, his input there as well. And go and have some lunch, chew on a banana or something, brother. You can do that. Fantastic. Well, good yarning with you, Mob. Thank you very much. Good
Thank
to see you all.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
And we'll talk soon, Thanks, you Trevor. Mob.
Yep.
Too deadly. Beautiful. Thank you. That was Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi Brinsmead, IGA. That's Brinsmead in Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here. Thank you very much. Which Way Yarning, that segment. So deadly yarning with their boys and girls in blue and about serving and protecting the community. So do your bit, your Mob. But thank you for the yarn. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you want to add to the conversation. If you're on the shy side, you can text us. Otherwise, our Facebook page as well. But which way? Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. Too deadly.
Southern land, we stand on sacred ground and keep you bumping to these native sounds. From the land of the kangaroo, gonna show you how we ride. We've been a singing and a dancing since the dawn of time. So jump up on this ride while we fly like a spear, like the waters in the Great Barrier Reef. We keep it clear, we mixing and a molding this classic Aussie. Why we modern combo gunners doing deadly here? Cause stop me when I'm coming like the snowy when it's flowing. Showing poetry in motion like a boomerang flying. Territories and states, be getting a taste. This modern day corroboree will hit your ear like a
standing on a solid rock, standing on sacred ground. We're living on borrowed time, and the winds have changed. They're blowing down the line.
Rock the southern cross of black, red, and yellow flowing through my veins. A big red blue, yeah. The man, thousands have died just to make me a warrior leader.
Trendsetter, a monster with an IQ only rivaled by a few. A dreamer, a hustler, a schemer who likes to stay true. Forget everything in you. Street warriors, we the truth. Listen to what we say, you won't wanna leave. You see now, this is a new day.
A solid rock, standing on sacred ground.
Place a connection to the land. We welcome and share with the races. This is what Australia's about, yeah. This is where we stand. The respect laws, the ancient ones before us passed them on. The land of the dreaming, aha. We now bring by song. We bring unity for all future generations. This is for everyone, for you, you, you and all your relations.
A solid rock, standing on sacred ground.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again, 1-800-422-416. Another number you need to call if you have a yarn, yarning with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Comes from First Nation Radio Station, Bummer Bipper Media, BBM 98.7 FM. Big shout out to your mob. Hope you're having a deadly day. And if you're not, just make the decision that you are. That's what it's all about. Happiness, success, just a decision away. Want to give a big shout out to my brother down there, Drew, down there on Tweed. He's on Bundjalung region, and he's coaching the mighty Cardahan Hornets. Big shout out to my brother, coaching the under 18 team. Top of the table, they are doing very well. It's got nothing to do with the coach. It's some deadly players. Also got some deadly brothers, Lightning Brothers, in the back line there. So represent, my brother. You've got to have a bit of colour there on the football field and make it all happen. But it's fantastic. Team effort and teamwork makes the dream work. And that's what it's all about there and on the Bundjalung region with the mighty Cardahan Hornets. They are under 18. To Deadly Drew, that's Andrew Venables. Deadly Mob, big shout out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay safe. We are in a pandemic, abide by the rules. I had a little scare here in Cairns and we're watching the news closely, thinking of your mob there, southeast Queensland, of course, New South Wales and Victoria. And it's about abiding by the rules. That's what the best medicine we got. So do that. And have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Voice for our people, go across the nation, thanks to NERS. And Yarn Up Strong here on First Nation Radio Station. All right, got some more beats coming your way. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, right. City lights burn my eyes, I can't lie. Reminisce of back home where the starlight shine. Think of a place like mine, where I ease my mind. Right back on country, everything went fine. But in these concrete jungles where I lay my head, I feel blessed with where I am because I could be dead. I stay shooting for the stars but use a different kind of lead. With a different kind of bread, with some different kind of bread. I'm a young black king for my young black kin. Proud of this melanin up under my brown skin. And if we never win, as long as he went in.
Deep words, that's Kobe D, a long way away from my country. And yeah, stay strong if you're not on your country.
And stay strong in spirit, too deadly. Have you saying, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, Mob, we are in a pandemic, need to abide by the rules. Get the jab, do what you need to do to keep yourself safe. 1.5 metres away from other people, wear a mask if, wherever you are, you know, and that's what it's all about. But we're going to catch up with Yarn with Dr. Katie Panaretto, Darling Down South, and just talk about this space that we're living in at the moment. Dr. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm well, thank you. I'm actually helping out at Metro North Public Health Unit in Brisbane, where we've just had another 14 cases overnight.
Yeah, so there we go. The world that we live in, and it's, we need to abide by the rules, keep safe, and it's scary. But look, we're all in this together. Is the phrase they're using, Doctor?
Yeah, yes, we are. And if we can all do our bit and abide by those social distancing rules you're talking about, that helps. But the other key thing that we can do now is get vaccinated. And we have for Aboriginal community now the Pfizer vaccine.
Yes.
And people of any age over the age of 15, actually, sorry, over the age of 12 from Monday.
Yes.
Can get vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, which, you know, has been used in hundreds of millions of people around the world, and we really think is a very safe vaccine. Mm. And we're not haven't seen the you know, sort of complications like the clots, which did prove to come through with the AstraZeneca vaccine. So we have a safe vaccine for you there now.
So to get our mob to do that. Now, we're talking about our First Nation health organisations. They're equipped with the vaccine and ready to go?
Yes, yes. All the Aboriginal Community Control Health Services, or just about all of them, there may be a couple that don't,
sure.
Down in the southwest of Queensland, but the majority of them do have Pfizer vaccine. They're getting small numbers of doses each week, like probably about 120 at the moment. But they, if the demand is there and, you know, community goes in, they can order more. So,
exactly.
You know, seek them out and get your name down. And, yeah, you can get you and your family vaccinated quickly. You get that booster dose in about 3 to 6 weeks. Which gives you really good immunity or protection against this Delta virus that we have going through all these families down here in Brisbane at the moment.
Look, best to be safe than sorry. I mean, all we're talking about is just a quick jab in and out and the job's done, Dr. Katie.
Yep, absolutely. You'll get a bit of a sore arm, maybe a little bit of fever with that first jab, but the second jab, I've had it myself, really not very much. Maybe, you know, I felt a little bit lightheaded. That was all for a couple of days. But, you know, it's I didn't need to stay home. Mm. I found it a lot less than sometimes with the flu vaccine. I get a little thicker than that. So, yeah, no, they should be very minor side effects.
So confirming you're working down there in Brisbane and we're still in lockdown, aren't we, in Brisbane?
Yes, we are. We're in lockdown until Sunday at the moment, but we've got up to 63 cases now in the community. We've just been contact tracing a few of the new ones overnight today, and there's a lot more exposure sites again. People have been out and about a little bit, maybe just before that lockdown started, and so I think we will be seeing more cases. But what we're seeing is, you know, if one, it started in the schools here, one kid brought it home, or, you know, if it gets into any family, one person getting it, it really affects 4 or 5 people in the family, everyone's getting it. It's really
exactly.
Very catchy, yeah.
And Dr. Katie, this time around, we've got a lot of children been exposed,
yes,
to the virus, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Unfortunately, it started down here in, well, we're not exactly sure where it started, but it got into the schools and,
yes,
particularly the high schools. So from Monday, as I said, any kids over the age of 12, the ATAGI mob down there in Canberra that, you know, review all these things have made the recommendation that all First Nations children should get the vaccine. So
okay,
that'll start on Monday.
That's the message. Dr. Katie, thank you very much for sharing. Look, stay safe and, look, thank you for the yarn, very important. And we'll yarn soon, Dr. Katie.
Okay. Thanks a lot for that.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deliana, Dr. Katie Panaretto, and she's Darling Downs Health, but working in Brisbane at the moment, and emphasise for us mob to go and get the jab. Everybody out there, go and get the jab, and also from Monday onwards, ages 12 upwards, open for the jab, and ready to go. So do what you need to do, mob. Keep yourself safe. Have your say. Jan Armstrong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Just wanna know what is peace. Can someone educate us all? Because all that it seems is that no one even knows what it means. I mean, I could be wrong, but society is telling me that freedom isn't actually free. I hate to say, but it's hard being black in these streets. And when we tell them, they don't wanna believe. Cause we're locked up in a system that we can't even see. Well, I guess my last song went right over your heads. Cause I was sending out a message, but the message wasn't read. Reconciliation is what we all gotta spread. So what more needs to be said for this to get in your head? It's like, if you're white, you're right. But if you're black in this country, it's an everyday fight. But for real, I just wanna know why. It's like the system that we're in is going back in the time. I'm sick and tired of the pain going on in the streets. We're trying to make a change, but they won't let us speak. There's innocent black people who were murdered by police and no one's given up. Well, that's the way it all seems, that there's a whole lot of things that were never discussed. The media never reveals what really happens to us. But when a wombat was killed, man, they made it a fuss. But let a cop shoot a brother, they never did lock him up. How would you feel if you had a stereotype? How would you feel if the police pulled you up at night? How would you feel being judged in your everyday life? How would you feel? Nah, stuff that. How would you feel if a cop ran straight through your house and shot your son in the head and left him dying by the couch? Dragged his body outside as he was crying out loud and left your family tortured as they all surround. And now I just wanna see a change. We protest in our country to stop all the pain, but negativity still comes our way. We need to unlock the system, cause right now it's not safe. But I really do take in hand, there's a lot of white mob on this land to do as much as they can to give back. And yes, I understand. That's why I love my white folks, cause they do give a damn. Now listen, we need to look out for each other, but even better, we spread love for one another. Cause there be some days on my mind I really wonder how we gonna make a change for the way they see our color. Cause some nights I can't sleep, I just wanna make it so us indigenous people can eat. So I preach like every day of the week, so hopefully sometime we can live our life in peace. And that's real. Every day of the week, so hopefully sometime we can live our life in peace.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Color. stand up and be counted.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Yellow Water Development Lab call for applications from Indigenous writers to regional Australia. So a fantastic opportunity for you Deadly writers out there. We're going to catch up a yarn there with a producer, Anna Grieve, on the line. Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. I'm in Melbourne lockdown.
Lockdown. Thinking of you guys and, look, the world we live in. But stay strong. An opportunity maybe opening up soon for you guys to... have a little bit of normality coming back, eh?
I think so. And I think if anywhere a good place to go right now in the country will be up to the Northern Territory. So
there you go. And here's the opportunity for application in, for Indigenous writers in regional Australia. So tell us about this opportunity and when does it open, when does it close, and for our Indigenous writers to put applications in.
Okay, I think the applications are open now.
Okay.
And I could give you, they close on the 13th of August.
13th of August,
so
okay.
Today?
Yep.
Yeah, so they close on the 13th of August. There's a web link. I don't, maybe you could put it on your show or something so that people could remember it. But so it's going to be 4.5 days and it's going to be up in. Up in Darwin and in Kakadu National Park,
okay.
All expenses paid.
Yes.
So it's an extraordinary opportunity because all the expenses for this development lab will be covered by ScreenWorks and Screen Territory from the Northern Territory, and it's going to be a development lab for a new children's animation series that's all set in Yellowwater Billabong.
Fantastic. So when we're talking about application for Indigenous writers in regional Australia, so they're applying for a position or they're applying for the work that they can create or paint that picture?
Oh, right. Okay, so the main thing, they don't have to be experienced writers. That's the first thing to say. They have to be Indigenous, but they don't have to be experienced. I mean, and they're going to be involved in helping develop the story ideas.
Okay.
For this animation series, it is a series with featuring talking animals.
Okay.
So we have there's lots of room for comedy. What we're planning to do, the creator of the series is an Indigenous filmmaker from the Northern Territory, my colleague Danielle McLean.
Okay.
And her idea for the series, for this development lab, is really to all get together and have a good yarn and really do a full...
Come up with some good ideas and, and add to... so you become part of the creation of the story, so to speak.
Exactly. Good. It's not like a big writing workshop where you sit in a room and have to write for 4 days. It's actually being part of the creative development of the show and sort of like looking at the relationship between Yellowwater Billabong and the talking animals. And what could happen, the story adventures that could happen in an animation series. So we've already got something on the table, so it's not like everyone has to come up
with an ideal concept or story. Yeah, exactly. But the fact that you're doing the creation on country, that in itself is inspirational. And that the mind, the spirit will come to the table with the outcome.
Exactly. We've been negotiating with, you know, the people from Yellowwater Billabong for some time. And the woman called Mandy Muir, who's, now, correct me if I'm wrong, Murrumburra Clan Country.
Okay.
It's the Yellow Water area of Kakadu National Park. She lives within that. She's one of the senior people from that community. So we're definitely working with the local community. Tamarind Tree Pictures, even though I'm white.
We claim you, sister. We claim you. It's all good.
The other people in the company, Stephen McGregor and Daniel McLean, are both Indigenous, and this is very much focused at Indigenous storytelling. I mean, some people might have seen Little Jay and Big Cuz, that animation series.
So something similar.
This is sort of like looking at a slightly younger age group, but it's really open. It's really open to be a real creative workshop. I think it's an incredible opportunity from anywhere, from regional areas, to really think if they could give the time, and assuming you won't have to quarantine, there would be a week up there, all expenses paid.
Look, it's a great opportunity, fantastic. So applications are open. So for any of mob out there, like you said, they don't have to be specialists in this field. If you've got a passion and you've got a thought process and an imagination, second to none, throw the iron in the fire is what you're saying, sister.
Yes, exactly. I think it's all about, you know, thinking that you might want to have a career, you know, as a screenwriter in the future, to have that ambition. You know, why shouldn't you?
Exactly.
And, you know, this is a really great opportunity to get a leg up. And Flying Bark, you know, who are working with us in the animation, they're a very experienced animation studio.
Good.
So it's a really good chance to work with some of their creative directors, you know, to really deal with all the special things that come out of being an imaginary show where anything is possible. You know?
Exactly. Well, it creates a beautiful platform for a future aspiration in this career pathway, you could say.
Absolutely. Great, you know, because a lot of things in film are about networking and getting to know others and not being in isolation. So that's really one of the points, I think, of, you know, the government, you know, and the agencies coming together to help fund this, because it's a great, you know, what can happen when everyone comes into the same room and has really creative talk.
Magic is so created.
Correct.
Fantastic. Yes, we're hoping. No, it'll come to fruition. Don't worry about that. So, look, a fantastic opportunity. So all that mob out there, if you've got a bit of passion or a thought process about writing a film as such, or adding to a fantastic opportunity, then put the application in, is what we're saying. Now, they can do that via /... screenworks.com.au/learn/yellow-water-development-lab/. There it is.
Yeah.
Mouthful. But
I think an easy way to find it is if you just Google Screenworks.
Yep.
They're based in the Northern Rivers, and they're the agency that come together. You know, they represent Northern Rivers filmmakers.
Okay.
They're the ones.
So Google Screenworks, and you'll follow the line. Yes.
Yeah, got till 5 o'clock on August 13th to put in application, and it's not a huge application. It's
sure,
not a great
beautiful.
Big endless application. It's just a short, clear application of why you'd like to do this and what you feel you have to offer.
Lovely, fantastic. Anna, thank you very much for sharing, and my sister, good yarning with you. Stay safe, stay warm. And come and visit us here in Far North Queensland, Cairns, sometime soon.
Love to. Okay.
Take care. Bye, Anna.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn, their producer, that is, Anna Grieve, her name is, talking about a fantastic opportunity, Yellow Water Development Lab, calling for application for Indigenous writers to regional Australia. So Google ScreenWorks and follow the apps and regarding where you can go and regarding putting in an application. And you don't have to have any experience whatsoever, but 4 days up in the far north in Darwin, that area, help to work at the strip and the story for this fantastic opportunity, and could open up doors for your career pathway in this field. There it is. Have you say Jan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416.
And I'm dreaming.
Daily track there, Jason Lee Scott, Desert to the Sea, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, you might go about 5 minutes left on the program, 1-800-422-416. We're going to go to someone on the line. Someone, good morning. The flying mullet, exactly. Yeah, and he played with the best.
Underdog.
What
that black fellow looked at him was the oldest white fellow. I'm the Olympics, brother. You know, like what people that listen to this show that went Noah pick up what is his name? Colin Taft's book, A Black Diamond, and you will see in there in the 89 the block named Billy. I think Billy McDonald. He raced in the Stornoway Gift down in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And in the earlier time, they stand-up start, but it was, in his book said that, his research, that the crack position began with a Koori fella, because he was the kangaroo. The kangaroo got up and, you know.
Spring from, being down low set,
position in the swimming as well. And the freestyle came from the Samoan brother. And brother, a good win for the youth in the detention setup, where they're going to get compensated. I had Marshall on the show, but I'd like to answer some of Marshall's stuff. But, you know, like I'm a parent and another white, just two white fellas that were with me in my journey. I get teary-eyed, brother.
Mm.
This was Greg Reed and Tony Gibbs, brother, Tony Gibbs. And he's one of them white fellows that he'll get other white fellows be finger pointing at him. But when my daughter, she's 24, and she was 3 when was at Apple Street at the protest there because of something that they said about Marino, and they had 2 gammon people letters to the writers, but they wasn't Murray that wrote the letters. And they've been on my journey, and from me going to where I'm walking everywhere, and, but they are of age now, they from 13 to 24, and I grew up myself. And anyway, most of the time anyway, and anyway, about these kids, little kids, and I'll put it to not just Marshall, I don't want to sit around Marshall, because a lot of black fellas think that way too. The little kids that just get locked up for chocolate and potato chips, get locked up for that. And again, I feel like swearing, brother, but those CEOs with the financial and banking institution,
yep,
they get bugger all, and they rip off all the white fellas, not only they committed suicide, they split family up, but they ripped off their own dead white people. There you go, brother. Thank you, brother.
No, thank you, my brother. That's someone there expressing himself here on Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It's come the time where Murray got to sign up. Look, don't forget, it is National Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Children's Day today. And think of all our beautiful pickneys out there. Proud in culture, strong in spirit. That is the theme for this year. And love and respect our beautiful children, you mob. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in pandemic. Abide by the rules, you mob. Too deadly.